This is the Ethanol Report. At the 19th Annual National Ethanol Conference in Orlando, the Renewable Fuels Association unveiled a new study by ABF Economics entitled The Contribution of the Ethanol Industry to the Economy of the United States. The author of that study is John Urbanchuk, who is the go-to economist for the biofuels industry, but he was unable to be at the conference, so I caught up with him by phone. John, we've talked about this before in the past, and we know that pretty much the ethanol production industry has made a major contribution, especially to rural economy, but also to the economy as a whole. Tell me about some of your findings.
Well, what we did was we took a look at the impact that the entire ethanol industry has on the American economy. We do that on the basis of looking at how much is spent by the industry to produce ethanol, and then how each of those dollars that's spent circulates throughout the entire economy. So not only do you get the direct effect of the ethanol production itself, but you get all of the other multiplier impacts of the industry, because every one of those dollars is spent and re-spent and circulates. And when you add that all together, you're looking at quite a significant industry, one that has grown and now is an important contributor to the overall economy. I mean, when you take a look at what the ethanol industry did, it spent about $36 billion to produce 13.2 or 13.3 billion gallons of ethanol in 2013. Virtually all of that was spent in the American economy, and that becomes an important factor because it's money that stays here. And when you look at that and look at the full range of impact from that that spending, I mean, you get a direct impact on gross domestic product, that is the value added to the economy, which works out to about $44 billion. It supports more than 386,000 jobs in the economy and puts money into consumers' pockets because of the income that's generated. The job impact of this, I think, is significant because, as you know, the ethanol industry as a manufacturing sector is not particularly labor-intensive. The direct employment from the ethanol industry itself is about 13,000 jobs. But the jobs that are supported by all of the other spending, not just for corn and other feedstocks, agricultural feedstocks, of course, the agricultural activity, but construction, research and development spending that supports all of the new technology that's going into second and third generation ethanol and biofuels that wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the ethanol industry. All of that adds up to quite a significant support for jobs in the American economy. And then on top of that, you know, it's important to remember that ethanol, since it's used with gasoline, displaces gasoline, which displaces crude oil. By using ethanol, you don't have to use crude oil to produce gasoline that's displaced by ethanol that really displaces oil, not an insignificant amount of which is imported. And the money that's spent on ethanol, as I said, stays in the American economy. It doesn't go abroad.
Well, John, can you compare these numbers to previous years? Is ethanol production increasing its contribution to the U.S. economy?
Well, as I said, the contribution really is in direct relation to the quantity of ethanol and the amount of spending that's made for the inputs for ethanol. So, for example, we did not see a tremendous growth. We didn't see a significant growth in production between 2012 and 2013, but the amount of spending actually increased a bit, so we saw slightly larger economic impact in 2013 than we did in 2012. And of course, as the industry has grown over the last decade, the contribution has increased every year since the industry has really taken off. And as a consequence, we see that the industry maintains its position as a significant contributor to the economy and does continue to grow. There's another factor, too, that is also being created by the industry, and that is that there are new industries that are being spun off of the traditional ethanol biofuels industry. One of those, for example, is that a lot of ethanol producers today, particularly dry mill corn producers, are figuring out ways to get more value-added products from their output. So We know that there's more distillers' grains with solubles being taken off and being used in the livestock and poultry industry, both domestically and it's being exported. That's adding value. And increasingly, we're seeing that dry mill producers are also recovering industrial or distillers' corn oil. And that distiller's corn oil is being used for a number of activities, a number of applications. It's used as a feedstock for biodiesel, for example, and it's used in industrial and in feed applications as well. So those activities also provide an additional amount of economic activity that really wasn't generated in previous years. So as the economy continues to not just grow physically, but to grow technologically in terms of increasing the value-added output, we're seeing benefits from that. And then, of course, one of the other things that we take a look at is the level of research and development activity that's going on that exists because we've got a successful biofuels industry. And we've made an attempt to try and measure how much of that activity is taking place and accounting for that as well, because a lot of that not just stays in the private sector and the corporate sector that's doing a lot of the research, but a lot of that goes into the university land-grant system and has a benefit as well.
Okay, well, really the big question for the ethanol industry is how much of this would be attributed to the RFS and how much could this be impacted if the RFS goes away or gets lowered?
Well, that's a really, really difficult question to answer for the following reason. As you know, the Renewable Fuel Standard mandates that we use a certain amount of biofuels, 36 billion by 2022, and of course the annual renewable volume obligations that the EPA announces provide for the annual targets that we reach there. It's undeniable that the growth that we've seen in the industry over the last 5 or 7 years has been due in part to the renewable fuels standard. We're at a point now where virtually all of the gasoline in the United States uses 10% ethanol. And the other thing, too, is keep in mind that ethanol is used for two reasons. One, it's used because it adds octane. And two, it's an oxygenate. And its use as an oxygenate really stems back to the Clean Air Act in 1990. And we've made significant progress in cleaning the air in the United States because of the cleaning of gasoline, if you will. So if ethanol were to go away, then the refiners would have to find out another alternative oxygenate, and they'd have to figure out another way to add octane to the product. So, you know, just saying, okay, if the renewable fuel standard goes away, that, you know, we would lose that amount of ethanol production is probably not a valid observation. I don't know how much we would see in terms of a reduction in ethanol output if the renewable fuel standard wasn't there because of those factors, plus the fact that, frankly, from an economics perspective, the refiners and the blenders have an economic incentive to use ethanol as well because it is an economically viable product. So you'd probably see not so much of a cutback in production, which would translate into a potential reduction in the economic impact, but what you might see is you might see slower growth in the future.
Well, is there anything else you want to add about this, John?
I think the important factors to keep in mind is, one, this is a very viable industry. It is an industry that makes a significant contribution. It is a manufacturing sector industry, and it creates and supports manufacturing sector jobs. And we're starting to see some rebirth in the American manufacturing sector, and this is an industry that really has been at the forefront of that. And then, as you pointed out in your opening remarks, the impact of the ethanol industry perhaps is most significant in terms of rural economies, and it is an industry that really doesn't get enough credit for the revitalization of rural economies and rural communities that perhaps it should. It benefits the entire economy, but it's really been a major factor for the rural sector.
That's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.